Another view now on the controversy over the Swift boat ads. Bobby Mueller co-founded the Vietnam Veterans of America with John Kerry, and he says that while John Kerry protested against the war in Vietnam after his return, Senator Kerry has been an advocate for veterans.
The attacks on John Kerry's record in Vietnam are similar to the attacks 2 years ago on Senator Max Cleland, a triple amputee Vietnam veteran who was portrayed by his opponent in campaign commercials next to Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein. Max's opponent, who ducked military service, claimed that Cleland was a weak patriot and defeated him. Then there was Senator John McCain, who lost to George Bush in the South Carolina primary in 2000 after the Bush campaign was accused of smearing McCain's wartime service, which included 5 years as a POW in Vietnam's notorious prison, the Hanoi Hilton. And let's not forget Senator Bob Kerry, who returned from Vietnam an amputee and a recipient of the Medal of Honor. He, too, was attacked by political opponents. If a POW with 5 years of heroic service, a triple amputee, and a Medal of Honor winner can be smeared, then calling into question the actions of a lowly Navy lieutenant whose only claim to fame as a soldier is having been awarded 3 Purple Hearts, along with various medals and commendations, would appear to be easy. I first met John Kerry 33 years ago, when we both rose to national prominence in the anti-war movement. I had served as a Marine infantry officer in Vietnam and returned a paraplegic as a result of gunshot wounds sustained in April of 1969, the same time Kerry returned. What Kerry talked about in his Senate testimony after the war may now be considered controversial, but frankly, it was common knowledge to many of us who actually fought in Vietnam. The history of what happened is not in dispute. The overwhelming majority of the estimated 3 million Vietnamese who died were civilians. Doesn't anyone remember My Lai? The terrible truth of Vietnam is that it was a dirty war. Why is so little mention being made of Kerry's remarkable work on behalf of Vietnam veterans? His leadership in the anti-war movement included pushing for legislation to revive the GI Bill for returning veterans. Several years later, John and I co-founded Vietnam Veterans of America, the only Vietnam veterans organization to be granted a congressional charter. The organization promoted programs such as the Vet Centers and compensation and health care for Agent Orange. John Kerry led our efforts, particularly in the Senate, to get these needed programs. Many who now profess concern for the treatment of veterans were missing throughout those struggles. I support Senator Max Cleland bringing these concerns to the attention of the president today.
Bobby Mueller, co-founder, along with John Kerry, of the Vietnam Veterans of America. Yesterday, we heard from former Secretary of the Navy James Webb, also a Vietnam veteran. You can hear them both at npr.org. ¶¶